Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide their representative in the November 4th election. The incumbent, Representative Vance McAllister, is seeking re-election. Joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Bob, thanks for having me.
What are you focusing on in this campaign as we look at the full term for this upcoming election?
Well, you know, for me, Bob, it's about trying to finish the job that we started and continue being representation for all the people of the 5th District, not just certain groups, and try to make sure that whenever the people choose my tenure to be done and over with, that the 5th District is in better shape than it was from the day I stepped into office for them.
You've made a television ad featuring your wife. Some question why allude to some of the undertones of the videotape incident earlier this year through this ad. How do you respond to that?
The pundits and all want to say that I did it because of polling or I did a bold move. That was 100% my wife's decision. The incident is something that I've never ran and hid from and tried to play politics with it. It was a mistake I made. I admitted to it. And I continue going back to fight the good fight for the 5th District.
Some opponents in the race, the field of 9 candidates, some of them claim your voting record at times of falling in line with leadership. Your comment to that statement?
My voting line never falls in line with anyone other than what's best for the 5th District. That's the problem that we've gotten to in partisan politics. When you look at a bill, no bill is ever perfect for one party line agenda or beliefs. I look at every bill separately as how it affects the people of the 5th District, and that's the representation we're supposed to be given. There's some things in bills that you have to compromise on and give into to work for everyone that may not necessarily be right with the true agenda of your party. But there's more than, as long as you're getting more than what you're given, that's always a benefit for the 5th District. So, no, it's never, you look at my vote on the $1 billion to Ukraine, and whenever I was one of 23 to vote against it, and then one of 50 to vote against it the second time, it definitely was, I got questioned from leadership about why I was going against them. And, I explained 100% why, because I was supposed to be a good steward the 5th District's money that comes up there, and I didn't think this was a common sense way to be spending our money when there was other avenues we could have took to get the message across that they were trying to do without throwing money at it.
Your thoughts on some of the issues that the 5th District faces, waterway issues, whether it be dredging or levee certification, what would you like to see happen there?
Well, one thing for sure with the levee certification, and I've been working very close with John Stringer and Bill Hobgood on trying to make sure we get the Ouachita bank levies certified, to avoid the high increases from the flood insurance with what FEMA's trying to do. Now, with the Water Act, we did get language in there to where the Corps has to be do have the obligation now to go in and fix some of these bank stabilizations. So that's a very key issue. The dredging, we actually just got approved this past month to go ahead and dredge the 14 miles of the south end of the Black River so that we can start moving those barges and all back through the channel up into Arkansas, back down through the north part of the district on the Ouachita River.
Congressman Vance McAllister seeking re-election in the November 4th election. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.